ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Charles Croucher is the political editor for Nine News. Hi, Charles.
Good morning, Patricia.
Help me out here. Immigration legislation. You just heard Simon Birmingham. He says it has nothing to do with the High Court case, wouldn't, and said that, you know, that wouldn't be on the opposition if something happened in that High Court case. What's your read?
Well, we're in one of those situations where a few things are true at the same time. Of course, it has something to do with the High Court case. And of course, there is politics involved here. The longer this is dragged out, the longer this issue is in the headlines, you are playing on the opposition's turf. And there are many people we've discussed, Patricia, on the government front bench who have had that portfolio before during some tough years during the Rudd and Gillard governments and know how toxic and how lethal this could be for Labor. However, with all that politics there, this is also a case of good governance. And you're talking about mandatorily detaining people and legislation that is being rushed through. It's a whole new class of criminal. One of the strengths of this government has been its use of the parliament. And this time they got that wrong. And to give it some form of scrutiny, and certainly a night's worth isn't that right form of scrutiny, is probably the right thing to do. So, look, fair dose of politics there, but there's also the old statement that good governance is good politics, and this is not a case of good governance.
Oh, well, you know, Simon Birmingham is absolutely right there that everyone, the Greens, the Coalition, crossbench, we're pretty much united saying this is a mad rush and they can't scrutinise the legislation, right?
Yeah, even the Teals in the House were furious about this, and that can have a larger impact further down the road if we start talking about minority governments after the next election. Now, this is clear. It takes a very certain set of circumstances to unite all those people, and somehow the ministers involved in this have managed to do that. Clearly, it is a difficult issue. Clearly, it's been put upon them by the High Court, and it may get more difficult if the ASF 17 case goes against the government next month. Most people you speak to seem to think that the government has a good case. This has been hand-chosen, and they believe this is the one that will set the precedents. But the High Court has thrown a spanner in the works before. It may do it again.
Mm. Now, earlier I spoke to Marion Scrimgeour. She was... but she called for a few really interesting things. She called for the convening of a state and territory meeting of National Cabinet to deal with youth crime, and she says it is a huge issue. She coordinated, called for youth crime to be basically an audit of the way that money is being sent to the NT just to make sure it's effective. Her intervention's pretty interesting right now, isn't it?
Look, Marion Scrimgeour has been across these issues in the Territory for decades now through her time in the Territory government, along with Malindiri McCarthy and some of the people she's working with, Robin Lamley, an old CLP minister, I think deputy chief minister now working as independent. These are people that know this issue, but this clearly needs a solution. And it seems to get to the moments like we've seen in the last few days with the footage that came out from inside that pub of what appears lawlessness. The question still is, how do you solve these problems? And 53 police officers has been sent there by Eva Lawler. That will start. But it's a longer-term solution that is required than just 53 police officers. Now, as for Senator Nebojimba Price's suggestion that you get the ADF involved, well, that goes to a real fundamental question of what you believe the role of the Defence Force is. You know, is it there as a military defence force against foreign foes, or is it a police force to use against your own citizens? And there'd be many in the Coalition, as well as in Labor, that would be questioning the idea of having police presence on the ground without really clearly defined roles, duties, and rules. And that's a difficult task as well. That's another whole problem down the road. So not a lot of easy options here. I think task number one has to get law and order back on the streets and settle the tension that is there at the moment, and then longer term solutions that will only come from leaders.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Charles. Charles Croucher, political editor for Nine News.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.